The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Action.
Now.
Action.
Now.
Action.
Now.
In fact, I wish all the men a pleasant Father's Day.
Amen.
Last Sunday, we had a special prophetic occasion here, which was our Isaac sacrifice. Thank you very much, men ministry. They said I should continue with the flow. So I should preach again today. Even though I wanted to sit down and also listen from somebody, they said no. We want the flow not to cut. We want the impartation not to cut. And so I am continuing. We are in the days of impartation. We are in the days of revival. We are in the days of restoration. So let us all be in tune, so that our blessings will not pass us by. Turn your Bibles with me to Psalm 92, verse 10 to 14. Psalm 92, verse 10 to 14. As a team, our denominational team for Assemblies of God for 2022 is Revive Your Works, O
Lord.
And we have added in this church, Revive Your Works for Deeper Encounter.
Yes, we had the account was a woman said, Kenya Unuma Emma.
Let me tell you, one encounter from God will change your life forever. All serious Christians are Christians who have had encounters with God. Anyone who is going to church and still living like an unbeliever, they are only Christians on Sunday. But when they leave church, the way they live, they don't look like Christians. The way they talk, how they face challenges, it is those who have never had encounter. Look, encounter changes your life. When I got born again, the encounter I had with the Holy Spirit in the speaking in tongues has changed my life forever. I can't stop speaking in tongues. I speak in tongues almost 24 hours. We need encounters. Otherwise, the church will become a social gathering. Your belonging to the church will just be like you belong to those AV clubs where they bury people. How do we call
them?
Some of them after church, they go for Kunemadi when they are drumming. Or it will be like a Accra Girls School Old Students Association.
And I say,
that is how church will look for you.
Sana,
but the church is not like that.
And so, sorry,
the church,
sorry, no,
is a living place. You are the church.
Sorry, no.
The church is an expression of God.
An
extension of God. The church is an expression of God.
An
extension of God. The Holy Spirit comes to live in us and make us to become God. In Psalm 92, verse 10 to 14, you have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils, King James says fresh oil, have been poured upon me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. May your eyes see the defeat of your adversaries.
Amen.
My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." Amen.
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 In Genesis chapter 1,
verse
28, give it to me in King James. Genesis
1:28.
King James. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Amen.
Amen.
John 15, 16.
Yohane Homa etidunum chichemudunsia.
John 15, 16.
Yohane Homa etidunum chichemudunsia.
You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, and I will say appointed you, that ye should go. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. Amen.
Amen.
1 Peter 1:23. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. Amen.
Amen.
I am speaking this morning on the theme. You are designed or fashioned to be fruitful. You are designed or fashioned to be fruitful. And that is understanding who you are. Say, I, Delali Boja, mention your name. I have been designed to be fruitful. I am fruitful. I am fruitful. Say I. Mention your name. I am fruitful. I am spiritually fruitful. I am spiritually fruitful. I am spiritually fruitful. I am spiritually fruitful. I am mentally fruitful. I am emotionally fruitful. I am physically fruitful. I am materially fruitful. I am maritally fruitful. I am financially fruitful. These are the ways you connect to God. These are the ways you connect to the way. You clap. You come and connect to the altar. You shout amen. Look, anything we do in the church is not ordinary. Everything has a place.
So
when you are clapping, you clap. When you are connected to the altar, you connect. When you are singing, you sing. When you are dancing, you dance. Because you are connecting to the invisible world, to the things that are already there, but they need to manifest physically. And how do they manifest? It is through this connection. That's why we give offering. We are connecting. So the offering becomes a link. The shout of praise the Lord becomes a link. The altar becomes a link. Obedience becomes a link. The word of God is the breath of God. I said the word of God is the breath of God. The word of God is the breath of God. God dwells in his word. This Bible contains three words. The word of God, the words of man, and the word of the devil. This Bible, it has the word of God, the words of men, and the word of the devil. But the word of God is supreme. The word of God is creative. The word of God is prophetic. The word of God is eternal. The whole creation, including you and I, we are the product of God's word. We were born by God's word. The word of God is an overcoming word. It does not go and return the same. According to Isaiah 55:11. So is my word that goes forth. It does not return until it has accomplished the purpose of it. Look in Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. Anytime you are traveling by road, by air, and you see forest, who planted the forest? How did the forest come into being? It's Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. God commanded the earth, bring forth vegetation. He commanded the earth, bring forth vegetation. Earth is bringing forth. The earth is bringing forth. So when God created Adam and said to him, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, that he should be fruitful and multiply. So it is. Whatever God says stands. And so it is.
It is sanity.
But we need to understand the principle. There are two principles we need to understand. General connection. And specific connection. General connection. And specific connection. When it comes to bearing fruit, you need to understand the principle of general connection. And specific connection. Anytime I am asked to speak at the regional council meeting of pastors, deeper life meetings, I have features a lot. Greater Accra region, all pastors are gathered. Speaker, Delaliboja. From Reverend Don Tostai. Reverend George Annan's tie. Reverend Bessie's tie. And currently. Last year. I ended. Our regional deeper life at Liberty Assembly. I ended. And when pastors hear that the Laliboja is the one speaking, everybody will be there.
Now, our sophomore thing said.
Even senior ministers, they will be there. Reverend George Annan came to me and said,
Dela,
I am supposed to travel this week. But when I heard that you are the speaker, I have suspended my travel. Because I know that when you stand there, I will get something. Why am I saying this?
I didn't think I make it can sense me.
I have just identified who I am.
Maybe who near me, yeah.
I tell people and pastors.
Me catch them crophony as so for
no one is useless here on earth.
As I see the obedient one is so any faso.
You make yourself useless.
One amount of any faso.
You allow people to make you useless.
Oh,
no human being is useless. You are not useless. God said to Adam, be fruitful and multiply. Look,
I see here.
You decided not to be fruitful.
I
say you have decided not to be fruitful. You.
Wanka, sir.
And I'm going to prove it to you.
Now, Obedane, dear child.
Now,
Sabri.
What does it take an orange tree to bear fruit?
Then, if I could
choose. Orange. Orange. Orange tree.
I could choose a deer.
Coconut tree.
Kube bia.
What does it take it to bear fruit?
And then if I answer the aswaba.
Number one.
Nedi kind.
It must have a seed.
E senya abaki to be a woman.
A seed.
Abaki to a
number two.
Netasumye no.
That seed
sa abane woman
must be planted.
E se yedia.
And it must be planted on the right soil. Not any place at all.
Eye bebia keke.
And for the planting to take place, a research must be a soil research.
A soil research must be made.
You need to find out the qualities in that soil.
And
what seed can be planted there? Then it must be planted. It must be watered. It must be nurtured. It must be protected. What does it do to bear fruit again? It doesn't do anything. Coconut tree. What does it do to bear fruit? What does it do to bear fruit? It doesn't. Because that is the nature God has given to it. It is the word of God. Coconut. Produce your kind.
Oh, Fawosa Supra.
Finish.
Asa.
A human being, you are sitting there.
Now, nipa de senoti ho.
I'm going to tell you some things right now. Look. You are to be fruitful spiritually. You are to be fruitful mentally. You are to be fruitful emotionally. You are to be fruitful physically. You are to be fruitful financially. You are to be fruitful economically. You are to be fruitful all round. Facts about fruitfulness. Let's look at certain facts about fruitfulness. Number one,
it's
all about God. Fruitfulness is all about God. It's all about God. It's all about the word of God. I came and inherited a wooden structure. A wooden structure. At that time,
Sabrino,
that was what that church could do. That was the ability at that time. I am not blaming them. Because there are processes that God takes his church to. And when he brought me, I was also there for some years. But from the wooden structure, this is where we are. And from here, we are going up. And from up, we are going to heaven. Because up is closer than heaven. That is why I like story building. Because when you are going up, you are getting closer to heaven. I'm telling you, when you are going up, you are getting closer to heaven. When Jesus appears in the sky, those who are traveling in aeroplane that day, they will go first. Because they are already closer. Some of you don't want to go up there. You will be last. Those who are there, they will go faster. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's all about God, oh. It's about God. Number two. It's all about knowing and understanding what God has designed you for. You want to be fruitful? You should know and understand what God has designed you for. Look.
I see here.
I tell some of our big men.
Be
careful the way you talk to pastors. One of the big men talk rough to one of our pastors.
I say,
you are lazy. You are this. You are that.
We say.
After everything, I went to him.
Now,
I
said,
big man, God is not happy with
you.
I know that pastor. The most prayerful person on earth. But listen to me. Our organization. Sometimes you put people where they don't have to be.
Hey!
When somebody is not put at the right place, the person cannot perform. I'm telling you.
I'll catch them.
For you to be fruitful,
you
should know what you have been designed for. Understand what you have been designed for. For the fact that you can calculate accounting, doesn't make you an accountant. It doesn't make you an automatic accountant. Look at the late Kwabena Dumo. The guy was studying medicine in Nigeria. He was a medical student. And he came down to Ghana. And he got a job at Joy FM. Look at what came out of him. Out of Joy FM. BBC got hold of him. He became an international man. Medicine didn't make Kwabena Dumo international man. It was media. He didn't go to media school. Maybe because he was academically brilliant.
So the
parents said, go and do science.
And
because he was doing well,
he entered medical school.
But it is not medicine that made him.
What
he didn't study. Footballers. Look at the money, the millions of money they are making. Footballers. Footballers. Look at the money they are making. It's about God. And about knowing and understanding what God has designed you for.
Look,
many people are in the wrong profession.
Hey!
Because you can jump.
Oh,
you can do this. And you got some military connection. So you are in the military. Or you got some connection somewhere. Is that what God has designed you for? Look.
I see here.
When you know the seed you carry,
you
don't fear your location. Let me tell you, I de la Liboja. Any place you plant me, I will break through. Any place you plant me, I will be fruitful. Any place you plant me, because I know what I carry. Look at Pig Farm. Look at where I was brought. Yesterday, the senior apostle was prophesying to me.
He said,
be very careful. Very soon, some of your leaders will become envious of you. If you don't take care, they will like to destroy you. Because they never knew anything good can come out. And once God is using you to do it, I
said,
senior apostle, you are confirming what God has told me several times. So it's not anybody I bring here. Pastors want to come here and preach every Sunday. If I tell you the calls I receive, the invitation request, but not anybody at all come and stand here. When I'm gone, anybody can come. Not now. Because some are coming to spy. Some are coming and they will be envious. When the man entered my office yesterday,
he
said,
what? I said, what?
It is as if I am in America.
I said, I'm in America.
Careful who you bring here.
He
said, be careful who you bring here. He said, my son, be careful who you bring here. Not anybody to enter this office. But when they come and see this,
if somebody who we are,
their heart will jump. They will become envious. Listen to
me.
When you know the seed you carry, when you know what you have been designed for, when you know that you are fruitful, you are never envious of anybody. You are never envious of anybody. You are never envious of anybody. The first spirit I dealt with, when I got born again, was the spirit of envy. In 1987, I found it in Bible college.
When
the spirit of envy wanted to swallow me, when other students were receiving parcels, they were receiving Bibles, they were receiving study Bibles.
Just my this year, dear.
Me, I don't know anybody anywhere. When I say, oh, can you give me address?
Oh,
they were not giving me address.
Also,
when they opened the parcel, you look at books.
Oh, yeah, home,
but me, I just don't know anybody.
They
also not give me. Then something started rising.
Now, baby, if you say sorry,
the next time the pastor will not come. The next time the pastor will get missing. Then I started saying it. These parcels, very soon they will cease. Very soon they will stop. These parcels, before I realized,
and sana neni beba no so no,
I had become a container of envy.
Na eni pray abe se de mumma.
One day God spoke to me.
And I said, make us
He said, do you know what you are beginning to be filled with? God opened my eyes. I started fasting.
If you see, I come to you.
I say envy.
I'm saying,
get out of me. Get out of me. Get out of me. And do you know how I overcame envy? I started praying. I
say,
God, let the pastors come. Let their pastors come. Let their pastors come. Let their pastors come. Let their pastors come. Let more of their pastors come. And when I started praying for them like that, Reverend Bonnie just gave me an address.
Right.
When my books started coming, Bible commentaries,
study Bibles,
when they started coming, they were higher than all that they were receiving. Now the rest started coming to me. How come? Look at the Bibles you are receiving. Look at the commentaries you are
receiving.
Ours have no something. Look at your
destiny.
Look.
I see here.
When you know what you carry,
so
you will never be envious. Many of you are envious because you don't know who you are. You don't know what you carry. And how do you know? And understand what you are designed for. Through the Holy Spirit conviction. Through the Holy Spirit conviction. Ask the Holy Spirit. Who am I? Holy Spirit. What have you designed me for?
What is it, my day?
In the word of God.
That's
why you need Sunday school.
That's
look, you need the word. Look.
Listen
to me.
Montie me.
No one here.
Obibia waha
is useless.
No ho any faso.
Everyone here is fruitful.
Obibia waha bia wo so aba.
But I'm going to tell you what has limited you.
Na obemwo hunia ama wato si.
Number 3.
Na taso mi ensa.
Facts about fruitfulness.
Yeah, come to far about so.
It is all about knowing where God is leading you.
Where
is God leading you? It is like the soil on which you plant your seed. Where is God leading you? Number 4. It is about where God is planting you. Look, pastors came here and told Dela, if you don't live here, you will die.
Dela, when we have
big farm.
Big farm, pray for
if that church,
sir, sorry, no.
You will die.
Ube
you will chew grass.
There's a ubewu esre.
One of the pastors who used to tell me that.
About
5 years ago.
Ben
he told me that I should pick him as my associate. Then I reminded him.
Said,
can you chew grass?
Now wait my baby,
because I'm chewing grass. Because you told me that I will chew grass. So now are you coming to chew grass with me?
He
said, when did I tell you?
Then
I reminded him. He couldn't say a word. Look. People can limit you. I'm telling you. People can make you unfruitful. Number 5, it is all about being conscious of being an expression and extension of God. Number 6, getting properly connected to the source. To be fruitful. Be connected to the source. And the source is Jesus Christ.
Na Jesus Christ only,
the source is the word of God. The source is your church. Where God is planting you. Where God is leading you. In John chapter 5.
Johannes 18, no.
Verse 19. Jesus gave them this answer. I tell you the truth. John 5:19.
Johannes,
I tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Because what the Father does, the Son does. And in John chapter 15, Jesus talks about he being divine and
with
the branches. And Jesus said in verse 5 of John 15, I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Where is God planting you? Let me tell you, not every church is your church. Not every Assemblies of God church is your church. Not every Pentecost church is your church. Not every church they say church is your church. You need to pray and ask God, where is my destiny connected? And when you find out where your destiny is connected, even when you are living in Takoradi, get connected there. That is why Mama Edu is here. Mama Sophia Edu.
Yeah, Mama Sophia Edu.
Nsakina.
Oh, Nsakina.
There are hundreds of Assemblies of God.
Assemblies
of God. They will pass there and come here. Where is the MP? The assemblyman.
Honorable Ebu.
Is he around?
Ebu.
There he is. Do you know what he told me one day?
I see you in your kitchen, Dakro.
He said, Pastor,
I see yourself.
Even when they move me to Takoradi,
see, I didn't call Takoradi Mpua.
For Sunday, I will be in deliverance.
Remember, yourself. I'm sorry.
It is only when it is outside Ghana.
Now, I said, be where to come from on it.
1989. I went to preach at Bishop Denchi Anani's church. Crystal.
Now it is
called Crystal Church. It's at Calvary Crystal.
It is at
Pashima Junction.
I'm sorry, now I'm born in the
like that. You branch right.
1989.
I started preaching not today.
I was
holding revivals there. Things were happening. And I remember after a Sunday ministration, I was in the office with the pastor. When the pastor said, Pastor, please wait, I'm coming. He went and brought a man and a wife. And four children. He said, please. Man of God, pray for this couple for me.
Pray for this family.
They live in Takoradi.
Takoradi.
Every Friday,
they are
in Accra.
No more Accra,
because we do all nights on Friday. They will do all night. Sunday after church, they are going back to
Takoradi.
How many years have they been doing that? 12 years.
Now.
12 years now. Christians are lazy. I will never attend. Oh, this church is out behind my house.
Oh, I saw you, man. Sorry.
Let me tell you.
My main control.
Sometimes the darkness you carry,
it
weight on you.
I that was so no.
It's heavier than that church.
So say, sorry, no.
I'm telling you.
Oh, catch
your weight.
Umudru,
it's
no.
Heavier than that church.
Bro, sorry,
immediately
so.
You enter, the church begin to do. Because somebody entered. Go to a church where they can contain your weight.
Now, sorry, umudru, no.
Some of you, your foundation
you
is terrible.
Hey, who?
Where is God planting you? Where is God sending you? Which church is God planting you? Let me tell you how Satan's attacks on the process of fruitfulness. Satan's attacks. Number one, Satan uses deception. Deception. Through tradition of men. And culture. Genesis 3. Do you know that Africans, we think only in America we can make it?
America penny kwa beti ma ye.
Who told you?
Why ne kachiro?
Let me tell you.
Mami kachiro we.
If God is not sending you to America, don't go.
Se nyame mfa won kwa America, men kwa.
Some of the calls I have received.
Na ofrebia men
some of the text messages I receive.
In some ya asuma dia breme no.
A couple were telling me.
Na awarifo bi kachiro me.
Pastor,
asofo,
we can't just retain.
Ye timi ensan ye chisa keke.
We would have retained 10 years ago.
Enkaya badada ben fi se do eto
mo. Because our family knows that we have come here.
Na ye busan fun nim say ya ba America.
But pastor, if we retain now.
Na asofo ye san ye chiba sesia.
Nothing.
Fifi.
Look. Some of these pastors they will come. Some of these people asofo we win super ba. They will come. You will feed them.
No,
they will eat well. When they are going, $50.
Dollars at your name.
$100.
Or her.
One of them, when you gave me $100. We came to church one Sunday. And somebody gave me an envelope. When I opened, it was 20,000. Brown envelope, thick. So when he gave me $100, I say everything I've done for you, I've done it for God. You don't need to give me anything. But listen to me, you told me something. What you said to me is not $100. So I put I said, see, now I'm coming. I went and brought the envelope. When I remove it, I said, count this money. This is what somebody in Ghana has given to me. You is coming from America. You are coming to give me $100. When somebody in Ghana has given me 20,000. What a shame is that? Take your $100. Look, please, some of you just want to travel. You don't know. I am not saying don't travel. When God opens a door, it should be God. If it is not God, and just because everybody
is, look,
a man just resigned his work. A bank manager. I know the person well. He resigned. Took his money. Connection. America bar. He got there. For 2 years he was at home. No job. Now he's back. Nothing. Say, God, let me know what you have designed me for. Another thing of the devil is sowing counterfeit seed of destruction. The devil will sow counterfeit seed to distract you. He will distract your mind. He will bring counterfeit people around you. Unfriendly friends who will lead you astray. Another trick of the devil is to uproot you from your rightful place using anger, offenses, using short-sightedness, using comparison, negative mindsets. Yes. Anger. He has left the church.
Oh, we've just already know.
Offenses.
Inform,
look.
I see here.
The devil will attack your relationship.
Where
he knows that God has planted you, you attack that
area.
Just to disconnect you. So that you will never be fruitful again. You need to be careful. Look, we are in a supernatural time. Look at Naomi. When you go to Ruth chapter 1, Naomi. And the husband Elimelech. They were running away. They didn't consult God. They had two sons. Did they consult God? No. In Genesis 26, Isaac wanted to do the same thing. He wanted to run away from
famine.
God said, stay there. Don't move, oh. Don't move. A cousin of mine.
I said, me.
He was a manager in a company.
No, yeah. Openi wejumeko bi mo.
A manager.
Openi pa. I don't know so.
During the Nigerian exodus.
Nigeria.
He resigned.
Oja nejuma.
Took his entitlement.
Ano fani sika.
And left for Nigeria.
Ano ujani kwa Nigeria ni bi.
The day he arrived, the next day, an order came. Everybody go back to Ghana.
Oh, Monsanko Mufie, Munina Monsanko. Ghana for Obia.
Somebody hid him
Obi
for 3 months.
Did he say for some years, sir?
A Nigerian friend kept him for 3 months. But when they started going from house to house, looking for Ghanaians. They have to smuggle him. When he landed in Ghana,
Obedu Ghana no.
About 35 years now,
he
has never worked before.
Onye ejume bioda.
Because no work will employ him.
Yes, ejume bi eno mo fa no.
When he sent a certificate,
Ode abodi nkata no kwa.
They say you are too big for us.
Oh, osu sin dodo.
You are too big for us.
Oh, osu sin dodo.
You are too big for us.
Oh, osu sin dodo.
He left.
Ojai hokoye.
Naomi. After 10 years.
In fi edu echi no.
Naomi lost everything.
Naomi, she be bi nisa.
She went back empty.
Osanko aye nisa pain.
That's the devil intention for you.
Weni obon samni susu ye emao.
And let me tell you, please, na, men. Don't let any woman deceive you. With her beauty. For you to think that she is more beautiful than your wife.
Oh, where there are your son or bro.
Never.
Hey, see that.
Never.
Hey, see that.
Love your wife.
No, we hear it.
Exhort your wife. Handle your wife well.
Oh.
If you don't know,
so we
and need another woman, another woman, by the time you come back to yourself,
where
you find yourself, you know that woman day.
Hey, Emma Oba. Hey, Emma Oho.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
They were fruitful because
almost what Benam say.
They were connected.
No more the Omoa better.
Say, Lord,
kase radi.
Help me to get connected.
Wa mi na menti mi fa mi home ata o.
Everybody, rise up right now.
Obi an sorry sabre.
Rise up right now.
Sorry, jina onansu sabre.
Listen to me.
Monti me.
Nobody can make you fruitful. The problem I am having now. And the problem in Africa. When you begin to do well. People will think because you have some privileges. Some pastors are annoyed with me. because I am not inviting them to preach.
Meanwhile,
they have churches.
And so, they have churches. Sorry.
Now you see on Facebook.
So,
help me to thank so so and so for inviting me to his church. Why?
Now they put it,
help me to celebrate so so and so for inviting me.
So
you are there for somebody to invite
you.
Me, I am here. I don't crave for invitation.
Never.
I am okay with my pulpit.
I have a
pulpit.
Look,
some places when they invite you to.
Baby, so say to unsafro na ko ha.
When you say hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
The people are sitting now looking at you.
Na ni pante no mo hwe wani.
Then you, why did I come here?
Na u baby say ade tramba ha.
Some place you go and lose your anointing.
Eh baby, o ha kompa onwosra no kra e ko bo wu.
Africa.
E bibrim ha.
Begin to do well now.
Fia si ya de ye.
Some people will hate you.
Ipa betan o.
Some of your friends will hate you.
Ona fofo betan o.
They will think that you were more privileged than them.
Oh,
but we are all Ghanaians.
You
have just discovered yourself. And you are focused. Please, focus. Endure the process. Go through the challenges. And focus. And take some risk. Positive risk. And keep on doing what you are supposed to be doing. When people come to the office, they ask me, is your church connected to any church in America?
I said,
we have no church anywhere. So how are you doing this? I
said,
those men down there, those old ladies down there, those students down there, everything. There is nothing coming from anywhere. You know the reason why? Because the man that has been sent there,
he is
the right man. And he's at the right place. He's preaching the right message. He's doing the right things. So everything is working. Everything is working. Anybody that will take over and think that the building is beautiful.
Oh, and then we're there fair.
So let's work under Dela to remove him. You come and see what you will meet. Look. When I am moving, I move with everything I carry. Anyone who is coming, you are coming with what you carry. So it is what you carry that makes you. If you are here, you want to take somebody's job. You are envying somebody. It is what you carry that will make you. It is what you carry. What do you carry? What are you developing in you? Say, my Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for making me fruitful. Lord, thank you for making me fruitful. Everybody declare, thank you for making me fruitful. I declare, I am fruitful. I am fruitful. I delali boja. I am fruitful. I am fruitful. Declare.
I am fruitful. 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 I am fruitful.
Shatakotaka.
I am fruitful. 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 I am fruitful.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Clon.
Before I leave this place, in some few minutes, let me know what you have designed me for. Let me know. Holy Ghost, I want to know.
Show me.
Speak to me. Let me know what you have designed me for.
Yes. Show me. Let me know.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look.
I see here.
I know a lady who had first class. University of Science and Technology.
Yeah, into a source group.
Land economy.
Yes, I see.
When she came out, she went and learned fashion designing. And started sewing. Her things were going to countries. Very soon, she became a millionaire. She started traveling. Look, my own SP. In secondary school,
I was school to us also.
I was senior. When he finished sixth form, he went and learned sewing. Mr. Bosruchi, Larry Bosruchi. He was taken to Holland. He started designing. He has even designed for the late Michael Jackson. He started designing. As I'm talking, over 30, something to 40 years. He's in Holland right now.
Oh, Holland, they see.
I forgot his company. When I mention it, you know some of the things they bring from so and so. That is him. That is him. A Ghanaian. After sixth form.
Oh yes, sixth form.
He just realized that he could sew.
Oh, who said? What's my permanent?
Wednesday, the main ministry organized a program here
about
entrepreneurship. Dr. J.B. Dankwa and Lieutenant Kenneth, they deal well. Let's clap for them. Those of you were not. Only about few people, about less than 20 people were around. It was a good program. It's in line with what I'm talking. Somebody finished university. And as he was praying, he just felt that he can manufacture ice water. He can design in a certain way. And do you know what he wrote in his water? We have even bought that water before. It's very good for babies. Ordinary water, the one they are such a water, then you wrote, is good for babies. Finish. Come and see how people started buying. Another person wrote, is good for diabetes patients. This water is very good for diabetic patients. You are there saying, God, why me? Why is that nothing is working for me? What?
Hey.
You have been designed to be fruitful. Right now, everybody lift up your hands. I activate on you the anointing of fruitfulness.
Amen.
I activate on you the anointing of fruitfulness.
Amen.
I activate.
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 Amen.
I Anything you are doing and your heart is peaceful, continue to do it. Stop looking at other people. You are different. Many of you are just looking at friends. If I also have a helper. If I also have this. If I also have this. Some of you, you start this thing, you stop. You start this thing, you stop. You start this thing, you stop. You are in this church, you move away. You get to another one. You move to another one. You are joking. You are joking. Let me ask you this question. Is today Sunday?
Yes.
Is today Sunday?
Yes.
Are you sure it's Sunday? Now.
Sabri.
Do we have the sun shining? Do we have the sun?
Yes.
What did you contribute for the sun to shine?
And then we have
What did you contribute?
Nothing.
Did you contribute anything?
No.
Did you contribute anything?
No.
Who is making the sun to shine?
God.
And who created you?
God.
Who said be fruitful?
God.
Ah.
Oh.
You are dead that you don't have a baby.
Oh, I said we never fra.
You don't know what to do. You are fruitful. No witch can stop your fruitfulness. I said no witch can stop your fruitfulness. This moment, any power resisting your fruitfulness, I break its hold.
Jesus name.
I break its influence.
Jesus name.
I break its power.
Jesus name.
Over your life.
Jesus name.
The area you should be fruitful.
Yes.
I open you up.
Amen.
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 Let all the men come and stand here. All the men. All the men. Come here right now. All the men. All the men. Just stand there and face me. Face me. Spread yourself. I want to release this mantle on you right now. Look. You are not supposed to do one job. My fellow Voltairean, they like office work.
I say, name for Voltairean.
Office. Salary.
Office. Aha.
Go to ministries, various places. They are working there.
Ministries.
They are working there.
So
they are calculating. They are only waiting for the end of the month. End of the month. End of the month. They are the most committed Christians. But they don't give so much. Because they are salary workers. They are government workers. What I'm saying, is it true or false?
It's true. It's true.
Oh my God.
You are right.
If you hate me, hate me.
Hate me.
It's the truth.
I Ukraine
when you are victorious in your church, they are the most committed and faithful.
But
cash will not come. Cash will not come. They don't know how to give.
So
they are calculating. People who give. Those who are in control of their own money. That's where you are supposed to be. Work in an office.
Office.
But have your own company. I say work in the department. But develop your own company. Control your own money. You can give anything. Those were the things we studied on Wednesday. You are in control.
You
are not afraid. You can eat any food you want to eat. But if you are waiting for somebody to be paying you, only once in a month you eat chicken. The day you receive pay, that's the day you buy fowl. Office, ministries, ministry of this, department of this. At the end of the month, they are calculating. You are interpreting. Are you also a man?
No.
You are also a man. Not only Voterians, there are other tribes who are like that. Central region people, Pantis. They like steel. Steel. They like steel. Steel. Yes. Shh. 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 And the garment. They like women to feed them. Novness, they are very, very insecure. Novness.
I see. They
are very, very insecure. One of my doctorates, I research on all tribes.
I see.
This is a doctoral research I made.
Where
I travel to places and interview people. So I know what I'm saying. Ashantis are proud.
The
proudest tribe in Ghana. Ashantis and their chiefs. Achims are litigants.
They say Achim for the man so cheap.
Litigants.
I said.
Say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Send your action now.
Take your action.
Send
now.
Your action now.
Send your action now.
Send your action now.
Send your action now.
Send your action now. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Break me out.
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 From every limitation.
Every limitation.
Break me out.
Break me
from out. Every limitation.
Every limitation.
Break me out.
Break me
and break me forth.
Break me forth.
Break me out.
Break me
and break me forth.
Break me forth.
Break me out.
Break me
and break me forth.
Break me forth.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Pray that prayer right now.
But some parents say, but some parents.
Break me out and break me forth.
Break me out and break me forth. Break me out. Break me out. Break me out. Break me out and break me forth. Break me out. Break me forth. Break me out. Break me out. Break me out and break me forth. Break me out. Ma kotete rababale brokoto yande yanda rabaka brokoto reketele bazanda ya.
Break me out of every limitation. Break me out. Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Break me out.
Yes.
Makotaya. Libro kotoyata.
Shatakola karandos.
Moria kabrande lekete.
Kritora takosa.
Liko baraka tayama.
Kritora takosa.
Brokoto yane.
Kitele koraka.
Rakababale brekete.
Kritora takosa.
Rakababale
likrata korakata.
Liko barekete.
Shatakota kayata. Ikere kotarata. Shatarete kere kotorata.
Rakababale brekete. Libro kotori andarababa. Reketele mazande.
Now listen to me. The Holy Spirit is here. I've said some things here. They are serious. Tradition, culture. Look, let them come and set up the World Bank headquarters in the north.
The
region will still be poor. North will be poor. Let them go and establish World Bank headquarters in the north. When I went to Tamale, to hold the program, I understand a minister. One minister, Inu Safuseni, was it one time a minister of finance in the NDC? Who was the minister of finance NDC time? Enovna. Enovna was not finance, something. But it was Inu Safuseni, I understand. Look, he went for loan.
I saw Kwaji Bosia.
To come and construct this thing there. They leave our roads like that for us. Leave it like that.
Oh, so, Munja no sa mayen. Yen de sa ne peno.
That is enough.
And yeah, at if you hold.
So if you are enough now.
It is all your TV phone here.
That's what is fighting you.
When in your equity mo.
Tradition.
Amambra.
Try back.
It's
in your head.
You
don't know.
It's
a spirit.
Say
from today,
I
reject every tribal foundation. I refuse it.
I reject.
I am a child of God.
I reject.
I refuse. My tribal foundation. Make sure your tribe right now. Make sure your tribe right now.
Shakatata.
Mention your tribe. Mention your
Rakaba.
Tribe. Kasahuru mention your tribe.
So yeah, Hindu.
Shatako takayakara.
I reject.
Shatako
rakataya. I refuse.
Shatako rakataya.
I refuse. I reject.
Shatako rakataya.
I refuse. Every tribal foundation. Liko barakata.
Put your left hand on your head.
Pansabe kum to a pampamo.
Say Holy Ghost.
Uncle.
Enter my head right now.
Ramitim Sabri.
Any mindset.
Adimpobia.
Tribal mindset.
Amamre.
Ancestral mindset. Generational mindset.
I want to ask Adimpo.
National mindset.
Affecting
me negatively.
Placing
any limitation on me.
Take it out.
Take it out. Holy Ghost, help me. Take it out.
End
the negative mindset. Affecting me negatively.
Take it out.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Whilst your hand is there, just 2 minutes. Two minutes more.
Simambieno.
I release the mantle.
Shakataya.
The mantle.
Libro
of fruitfulness.
Yes, Lord.
I receive it. I activate. Yes.
Libro Kotobasa.
Take it.
Jesus' name. Makarabasaya. Thank you.
Say, I receive the mantle of fruitfulness.
I receive the mantle of fruitfulness.
Say, I receive the mantle of fruitfulness.
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 See the mantle of
fruitfulness.
I receive the mantle
yes,
of fruitfulness.
Begin to receive right now.
Yes, O Lord.
Begin
I receive, I receive,
right
I receive.
Begin to receive
I receive,
right
I receive.
Begin to receive
I receive,
right
I receive.
Begin to receive right now. Begin to
receive right now.
Yes, 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 yes.
Genesis,
take it.
Take it. Karabasayan. I receive, I receive.
Yes.
I
yes,
receive, I receive.
Yes, yes, yes.
I receive, I receive.
They are receiving. They are receiving. They are receiving.
I receive.
I am not going to lay hands today. No.
No.
Believe.
I receive it.
As you lay your hands on yourself, another hand is on you. 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 Father, I thank you for amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you for the mantle of fruitfulness. These men will never be the same again.
Amen.
You are taking them far.
Amen.
Father, I ask of God
the Lord.
That the upgrading anointing that we receive on Sunday,
oh, Jesus.
Let that continue to speak.
Amen.
Let that continue to speak.
Jesus.
Let that continue to speak.
Jesus.
Let that continue to speak.
Jesus.
Let that continue to speak.
Amen.
Let that continue to speak.
Amen.
Let that continue to speak.
Amen.
Let this man come back with a testimony.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.